You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We Suck at Being Newlyweds. We have an incredible guest on with us today. It is none other than Jade herself. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, thank you for having me. Congrats, by the way. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm happy to have you on here. You've been married for 7 years. So
yes.
7 years? Holy sh!
I know.
That's crazy.
It feels like forever, like we've been married. Like I can't even remember life before marriage now, but it also goes by so quickly.
Is it weirder to think of life before marriage or life before kids?
Definitely life before kids, because that changes everything, right? Yeah. So well, getting married, especially.
Right. Three will do it to you.
Three is a whole different ballgame. But I mean, getting married, if you've known each other for a while or you've lived with each other for a while, it really doesn't change that much, right? So it's more the kids, I think, that's the big game changer, because then your life revolves more around raising children. So
when was your 7-year anniversary? Was it January?
Mm-hmm. January 24th.
Yeah. Wow. Holy
I know.
Crap. That was seven years ago, that wedding?
Yeah. And I saw yesterday for Valentine's Day. That's 7 years ago is when the episode aired.
Yep.
And I got like a little timeline reminder. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I forgot that it aired on Valentine's Day.
That's right. I forgot about too. That was during Ben's. That was like the 20th anniversary special.
Yeah. Yeah. And you and Ashley had a nice little cameo. Oh,
Jesus Christ. It's all Alon's fault. It's always Alon's fault. That's 7 years ago. I'll never forget the moment where JJ came to sit at the table, and he was, because they were teasing us about your first song featuring a celebrity musician. And JJ was like, dude, Seal is singing their first song. We were like, Seal is here? That is awesome. And then, of course, he came out singing Kiss by a Rose. I was like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. Oh, God, what a day.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Did you know it was going to be Seal? Or was that a surprise to you guys, too? I can't remember.
No, so Matt Nathanson sang When I Walked Down the Aisle, and we knew that one. But Elon was like, well, I want to keep it a surprise for you, who's going to be like your first song is Husband and Wife. But I don't know if you remember, but our wedding was stalled by 2 hours, and that's why everybody was so drunk by the time I walked down the aisle, because they were just feeding everybody liquor. And I heard it was because Seal was like giving them drama. He was like in the bathroom and refusing to come out and didn't want to play for us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, something. There was some kind of drama. So, but then obviously it worked out. And
it wouldn't be a Bachelor special episode if there wasn't drama, you know? Right. Really just fits the mold.
Do you ever regret having it on television? Or are you happy you did it?
Like little pieces that I regret. So obviously it was amazing. It was a beautiful wedding. I don't think I could have asked for anything more that way. But having it be a production, even though they made it feel more like a wedding than a TV set, there's just things that I wish I would have gotten more of. Like we didn't, I thought we would have had a videographer, which I should have asked for, but I thought we were going to have more wedding footage. So I was like, they'll take care of that for me. But I literally don't have any wedding footage of our wedding besides what aired on television. And some of our vows are cut out. Like there's just things that I wish that we would have had that you get in a normal wedding. Like the photographer was rushed because they were running behind on production. So I don't have as many like wedding photos as I wanted and things like that. But I mean, they paid for all of our family, all of our friends to come out to California. And so So, I mean, I can't complain because they footed the whole thing. But it's just like now I'm 7 years married and on our anniversary, we don't even have like anything true that we can watch back besides what was produced as a show.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which is like chunks of our wedding throughout, you know, it's like little scenes. So
with like drama sprinkled into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like people asking like people, like I remember Chris Harrison was asking people to do the Mesnick. So like people were like doing like a fake cry and there was like the top villains and like all these things that were kind of sprinkled into that episode. And so it wasn't like just about our wedding. So
yeah. Do you think for your tenure you would have like a vow renewal / redo, not a redo wedding, but like a sort of ceremony?
I always like the idea, but people always say that's like the killer of marriages and to never do a vow renewal.
Why though? I don't get it because Ashley says that too. She says she never wants to renew her vows, but I don't get why.
I don't know. I think they just say like if you're needing to renew your vows, like if it's more about the vows, then maybe your marriage is already going a bad direction. So I'm like, maybe we'll have more of just like a party, you know, like another, just like I'll wear a wedding dress. We'll have a party. Like my kids will get to be there, which I think would be really special. So maybe something more like that.
That's fun. We just had Trista on and she had a vow renewal for her 10th and she wants to have another one for her 20th. So
yeah.
Oh,
maybe not bad luck.
Yeah. I should talk to her then because they're like top notch relationship goals.
Yeah.
Seriously.
100%. I mean, like, you know, a vow, of course, is like the biggest promise you can give. But like, you know, I need to make promises all the time. So like, I don't think there's an issue if I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't know. I understand why you want to, like the idea of not renewing it. You don't have to. But at the same time, like, I think it's also different for you and Tanner because like you guys said, you had this beautiful, incredible wedding, but it was also, I'm sure if you have an idea, Jade, in your head of like, okay, well, what I would do is this. You can do that now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they did give me everything I asked for. So I wanted to be married under a weeping willow. And so they didn't, like, they married me under that, like, pergola or whatever that thing was.
Yeah.
But they brought in weeping willows with cranes and put them all around like the wedding venue. So it was like they went above and beyond on certain things. So
that is so cool. Yeah, I remember Matt Nathanson playing. He played Bill Murray, which that song, it was the first time I ever heard that song. And I'm like, oh my God, this song is awesome. And now I listen to it all the time.
It's so good. We play it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, would you consider that your wedding song or would you consider Kissed by a Rose your wedding song?
I feel like I have a more emotional attachment to Bill Murray, but I mean, it's just epic to blast Kissed by a Rose, you know, and just, it's, I don't know.
It is such a good one. Damn. It's such a great song. Just the beginning. Like everybody knows that song. So good. Your wedding felt like a wedding. That was, that was cool. Cause like we've been lucky enough to go to, I think, 3 filmed weddings, yours, Carly and Evans, and Chris and Crystal's. And like by far your guys felt like the most wedding of the weddings.
Yeah.
I felt bad because Chris and Crystal's, you know, unfortunately they didn't work out, but their wedding, it felt like a TV show. I remember that.
So much drama.
Yeah. I felt bad.
It felt like they set up the scene just for the drama and like the wedding was the background.
Yeah. It didn't feel like it. It just felt, felt like a TV show.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? I mean, it was a TV show. Like, so, you know, if the shoe fits. So you have obviously been married for 7 years. You have three kids, potentially wanting a fourth. So what is... Listen, we're talking about dating. We're talking about everything. So you can answer any question with as much discretion as you'd like. How do you guys get alone, intimate time with three kids running around the house? Because it's difficult enough with one child. I can't imagine adding two more to the mix.
Yeah. For one, I do want to normalize. I saw this statistic the other day about like how much sex couples are having after they have a baby. Mm-hmm. And it varies a lot, but I don't think people are having as much sex as society likes to like create, because there is this whole new transition of a baby in your life, and it does change everything, and it does change a little bit of the dynamics of your relationship. But for us, what really works, because it's definitely like important to us to keep that physical intimacy. And I think there are other ways that you can be intimate with your partner too, that don't have to be sex, that can keep you close after a baby. But we schedule sex, and I have talked about it before, and some people think it's crazy, but it's really what works for us. So, we've kind of come up with a number that works for us and what makes my husband feel at least somewhat satisfied. I mean, I know if like, I was like, hey, let's have more sex, he would be like, yeah, baby, let's go, you know, but we schedule it. And so we have a night, and sometimes it's loose. Sometimes the night doesn't work and we're fine with it. We don't try to put pressure on it, but we put the kids to bed. And, sometimes Emmy has a hard time going to bed, earlier. So we just have to make it work. There's been times where she's almost walked in the door at intimate times, but,
there's definitely
been those moments where we're like, holy crap, like pull the comforter over.
Yeah, we're going to traumatize our daughter.
But it's something that we're trying to prioritize in our relationship, because we want to have a healthy marriage and we want our kids to like see a healthy marriage. So it's for us, and it's also oddly for them.
No, that makes sense. It's the same thing with Ashley and I, where we have to schedule. It's like, all right, Tuesday, you're not going to be at Audrey's all that much. And so, cause it's, and so like you put the kid to bed and then you're like, all right, like, let's, you know, she like goes to do her thing for a minute and then I'll like freshen up and then here we go. But you're right. You have to schedule it. There's no like impromptu anymore. And it's tough too, because like you said, when you have kids, things change intimacy wise, but also like, I don't feel as good as I once did. Like I don't work out as much. I don't eat as healthy as I once did. Ashley's body changed for a while, and then she still like doesn't work out as much. And it's just like we're always covered in drool and, you know, baby food and just changing diapers. Like yesterday, like I picked Dawson up and he had like a little poop on the outside of his diaper and it got on my arm. And it's like you just don't feel sexy anymore. So it's hard. It's not easy.
I agree. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's not spontaneous anymore. And maybe that's not like sexy, but it's still something I feel like if you're not, I don't know, it just needs to be a priority in some ways. But I also do think that it's so natural for a woman, especially hormonally, to go through those shifts. And so it's hard. Like, I don't want people to feel like, oh, I'm not having sex right now after having kids or having a baby. Like, I want that to be normalized too. Like, as long as you and your partner are communicating, and that, like I said, there's other ways to be like intimate with your partner. Like for me, I really need conversation with Tanner. Like I need to talk about things that aren't children, that aren't like, you know, like things that I'm already like mentally overloaded with.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel close to him. So.
Well, that's nice to hear. Yeah. It's, you need that adult time. Even last night we went out to dinner. So on Valentine's Day, we went out to dinner. And we went out to dinner as a family. So my parents made reservations. So it was my parents, my brother-in-law, my sister, their daughter, and then me and Ashley with Dawson. And first of all, I'm the definition of the person who hates going out on Valentine's Day because it's such amateur hour because everybody who never goes out on Valentine's Day. So it's packed, it's crowded. People that never leave the house are leaving the house and they're just the worst. And so I'm like, let's celebrate a different time. But anyway, we went out to dinner. It was nice. But like you said, it's impossible to have adult conversations when there's children at the table because you're always just focusing. Like even when I try to listen, my other eye, and so is Ashley's, we're always like watching Dawson because he's like grabbing things. He broke a pepper shaker yesterday because it was just like it was barely in his reach. And he just like grabbed it for a second and just threw it. And we're like, oh, and then he's like grabbing plates. So it's like impossible to have adult time. And I was thinking about that last night, exactly what you talked about, where it's like, man, I wish, as much as I love having the kids here, I wish we got a babysitter for the kids so we could actually sit down and just like talk because you need that adult conversation.
Yeah. I think that's something Tanner and I have kind of realized is we need to hire a babysitter more for date nights because we rely a lot on his mom. And she has a very limited availability. And he's like, well, we should be doing this more. We should be doing this more, but it's too hard with kids. I was like, it is not. We just don't prioritize going on dates by just hiring somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And getting out there and having those adult conversations and getting to just be a couple.
How much would you have to vet the person in order for them to become a babysitter of your kids?
That's the problem, right?
Because I think about you, because you just said, like, Tanner, it's not that hard. We just need to hire a babysitter. And I'm like, something tells me that Jade would be much more nervous about the babysitter than Tanner.
Yeah. It is hard. It is hard to trust somebody to take care of your child who you love and adore and want to be taken care of a certain way. There's some surrender in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, I'm going to turn on the Furbo and make sure I'm watching.
Oh yeah.
Oh, watching the living room, or you know, like
the dog cameras come in handy for watching the babysitter and the kid interact, like making sure that everything's going smoothly.
Yeah, I always tell them, I'm like, there's a nanny cam right here, but
oh yeah, there's a dog kid. The dog camera's on. Like, it's very visible. They know that we're watching.
Yeah.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Jade, if you could describe your relationship in one word with Tanner when you first were newlyweds. I know I'm putting you on the spot right now, but I want you to describe your relationship in one word with you and Tanner when you guys were first newlyweds. And I want you to describe your relationship in one word right now. And I'm curious what word you would use. If you would use the same word, if you'd use, I would imagine it'd probably be different words. But what word comes to mind?
I want to say just like more spontaneous. We were just having fun. Like we got married early. We only knew each other for 7 months. So we were still in that like really, I mean, we knew each other and we knew we wanted to get married and everything, but we were still really getting to know each other. So I still think it was more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But also he went back to work. And after we got married, or after the bachelor, I guess, bachelorette for him. And so he was working like 60 hours a week. So he was busy too, but it just felt like we were just always spontaneous. Like on the days he had off, we were just doing fun stuff together.
Yeah. And what about now? So spontaneous, we'll say, is the word you're going to use for newlyweds, which I like. And if you had to use one word right now.
Chaos.
That is pretty accurate.
Surviving.
I know. You guys just, I mean, when we were there, I remember talking to Ashley. She was, so when we went to your house, because, you know, with three kids and then you add Dawson in that mix, it's just like constantly all over the time. And she was like, I want to be able to like talk to Tanner and Jade, you know, and hang out with them. But it's like, well, of course we can and we want to, but it's tough because it's like we got kids running around everywhere. And so, yeah, you guys are in constant chaos.
Yeah, I know. I think it's kind of funny when you guys were here, we were all just sitting on the floor in the playroom and just letting like literal toys being chucked around our heads.
Oh, yeah. Kids jumping behind us.
Just so we could sit and chat.
Yeah, seriously.
But it works.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do. Like you said, survival mode. But then, so you're talking about survival mode, but when we were there, you were very open about, I want a fourth kid.
I'm crazy. I don't know. There's just something in like my heart of hearts that feels like there's just one more kid out there that will complete our family. And it just feels that way to me. But also at the same time, Tanner and I talk because Reed is two.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really getting to the point where he's not a baby. He's a little more independent. He's starting to like become his own, more of his own person. And so it's like we're almost getting to the point where we're almost out of the diapers, we're almost out of like the sleep issues and everything.
And then so soon they'll all be in school, which is crazy.
Yeah, he can go to school next year, so for preschool and part-time. So I think Tanner sees the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, I kind of see it the opposite way because we're almost the era of like 24/7 parental chauffeur, because there'll be kid events, there's kid games, there's like friend like social circle things going on. Like we'll just be constantly driving our kids to their little lives. I don't feel like there's much of a light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, I don't know. I feel like we're entering just as busy of an era. So why not just have a little nugget that I just like pack in the baby carrier and carry it around everywhere?
You're really selling this. You're making it sound logistically like, yeah, that could work. Think about it. Cause like you're making it sound like, Tanner, when they're at, we're going to have no, it's going to feel like we have no kids. So might as well just add one more to the pile. Cause then we'll just have one.
Well, kind of, yeah, when they're in school at least. But then also, like, we'll just be going to baseball games and basketball games and dance recitals. Like, we'll just be busy parents anyway. That's not like we're just going to – I think he thinks once the kids are in school, we'll just have so much more time together. I'm like, I feel like it's going to be just as busy. So throw another one in there.
Did you always know, Jade, that you were going to be this motherly? Like, did you feel before you had, because you are the most like loving and endearing and just hard working, but like there's a word that I can't think of, but like you are just like you're just an incredible mom. And so did you always feel like you were gonna be this person, or were you nervous before you had kids, like am I gonna be a good mom?
I think maybe when I was younger, I always wanted to be a mom, but, before I met Tanner, I really didn't know if I wanted kids. I really didn't know if I wanted to get married. And I think it was just because my parents were divorced. They got divorced when I was 23. And so I was like an adult child of divorce, and it really like rocked my whole, like, I guess, idea of marriage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I certainly don't want that. And I don't want my kids to ever have to feel this. And so I think I was like, I don't know if I even want to go through that. And that was more of me just healing, I think, and growing as a person. Because once I met Tanner, I was like, I could see myself having a family with this man. And then when we got pregnant, I was like that woman that was like instantly connected with mm-hmm. Emerson. Like, it was so, I get emotional talking about this stuff. I almost cry, I swear to God, on every podcast. But I've told Ashley before, like, it was such a spiritual experience for me with Emmy, which I didn't really have with my other two pregnancies. For some reason, it was just, maybe that's what
maybe I was, it was meant because to. She was a girl.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it was just like, it was just meant to be that moment for me, just to heal, for healing. I don't know. But from then, it was like, I don't know, it takes over. And I love being a mom. It would be weird to think about myself not being a mom now.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I feel like these days you see people, like, you just don't see a bunch of siblings running around anymore. So you'll see, like, a parent have one or two and they're like, I'm done. So to see you to hear you say, I want to have more is really sweet.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think statistically people are having less children. It's just kind of society, but I don't know. Yeah. I can tell you, I'm just like, maybe I'm just like the weird one that's like, I'll take another baby.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you're not the weird one.
Oh. I told you, Jared, too, when you guys were here, it's just, I think about the future and I think about us as older and my children as adults and like wanting to have like a tight knit big family. So like Christmases and Thanksgivings and everything, it's just like, I just see like lots of kids and mm-hmm. lots of, I don't know, it's something that I like, obviously I can't predict what my children do, but it's something I see in my head.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. You know, when I think about my childhood and being, so I have one sibling, but you know, we had three cousins that we were super close with. And so it'd be kind of like almost like five of us at Christmas and Thanksgiving, which created such more of like a family dynamic. Cause then you have my parents and my aunt and uncle and like, you know, their cousins come over that we saw. So there was always a house full. And so that is very enticing. Like, I love that. And I understand when you were talking about it, I totally understand where you come from, which is why I wouldn't want an only child. But man, it's so tough to separate, you know, the struggle you have with a newborn versus the payoff that happens later on. And we're really getting into the payoff stage with Dawson, because, you know, I've talked about this on the podcast before, where like a lot of my buddies were like, when you first meet your kid, there's going to be this overwhelming feeling of love that you've never felt in your entire life. And to be honest, when I was in the delivery room and I saw Dawson for the first time, like, as incredible of a moment as that was, I'd be lying if I said I was smacked in the face with this love and this feeling and this spiritual moment that, you know, I've never felt before. I didn't get that. And I remember thinking, like, I'm a psycho. It's confirmed. I'm psychotic because I don't feel like I love him. But now I have a love for Dawson that is just, you know, I think about every time I walk down the stairs, like if I slip, like I would just die for him. You know what I mean? Like, I would do whatever I need to do to make sure that Dawson is safe and protective. And like, the love that I have for that kid is so greater now than I've ever felt in my entire life towards anybody. And I love Ashley more than so much, but like, the love I have for Dawson's different. My point being is, like, it's getting to that stage now where I'm like, yeah, like, I would love to have another one of these, you know?
Yeah.
But man, going through the 9 months of pregnancy, poor Ashley, like, I can't believe she wants to do it with how rough her pregnancy was. And it's like, all right, Ash, like, that's another 9 months plus a kid, and then another year of just like life being chaos. But you're right, there is a payoff to it. So it's like, son of a bitch. What do you do? What do you do?
You know, it's just all worth it.
It is. It is worth it. No, you're
right.
You make
it sound so easy.
But she's not wrong.
I mean, my house is a mess. I never really have time for myself. Like, it's definitely not easy. The patience you have to have with children is next level. But it's just, like you said, it's just the most beautiful, deep, unreal love that you get for your kids. It's like you said, I love Tanner, but my children are like my soul. I don't know. So it's like,
yeah, they're a piece of you that's out into the world.
Yeah. And it's like you have it. There's such a deep responsibility to protect them and make sure they're safe and secure and happy and loved. And so it's this interesting how, I don't know, it's just such more of a deeper love.
Yeah. And I think it's deeper for, if I'm being honest, my opinion is I just think it's deeper for moms than it is for dads. Like, I love Dawson so much, but the idea of, you know, and I'm so connected to him, but I can see how connected Dawson and Ashley are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a mother son thing, because people told me that like, boy, you know, there's going to be mama's boys and daddy's girls. But I don't know. Like, I see you with your kids and Ashley with Dawson and my friends with their kids. And like, there's just something about a mom, and probably because they literally life grew inside of you.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Do you feel like some of your kids are closer to you and some are closer to Tanner?
Just in different ways.
They're all closer to Jade. Let's be honest.
I mean, I'm definitely more of their safe place. I think, you know, if they get hurt, it's obvious I'm the default parent. So they come to me. But they have they have more of a playful, even though I think I'm a fun mom, they have a playful relationship more with Tanner. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a different relationship. He's a little bit more of the law layer though, too. Like he's a little bit more stern than I am, where I'm like more of like, I try to do more like gentle parenting, but it's good. It's a good balance because they need those boundaries too. And those like firm, I don't want to say like laws, but like things that they need to follow. But I think I don't know. I would say they're probably closer to me, but I think as they grow up more, and Tanner's, I think he is going to excel more at being like the dad of kids than the dad of babies. Mm-hmm. I think they'll have like really special bonds with him that I won't be able to really provide. So,
yeah I could see Tanner definitely being the dad who's going to all the events, and whether it be sporting events or dance recitals or things like that. I can see Tanner being, like you said, more of a kid dad than a baby dad. And I think I have some of that as well. Like, I love Dawson as a baby and I love being with him. But like, I went to the gym the other day and there was a dad and his son, and his son was probably 10 years old, and his dad, he was working out with his dad. And that gets me like really excited. Like Dawson and I, like and like the kid also, I think I related to the kid. He was a little overweight. And I remember like me being a kid and being overweight and then looking at my dad and like my dad trying to show me how to like work out or like get exercise or like play catch or, you know, I think I'm very excited for those moments where like I get to be like, you know, I'm going to be his dad and like he's going to be hanging out with his dad. That's what I'm excited about.
The last like 3 or 4 minutes of the Super Bowl game, when it was like down to the wire, Emmy was having so much fun with Tanner watching, and she was cheering and she was screaming and she was like chatting about every single play, like asking what was happening. And I could tell Tanner's face was just like lit up, not only because the game was like what was going to happen in the game, but also because I think it was this moment of connection for them.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really like when I think of you too, I think that's more like when dads excel. You know, like where I'm more like, Ashley, I will go answer my child in the middle of the night every time they cry. Like, it's just in me. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely not in Tanner. You know, like we're just wired different, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And sports were always, you know, it's so generic to say it, but it's true. They were such a big part of my bond with my dad growing up. It was a way for him to teach me about life without directly saying it to me, you know, about hard work and dedication and finishing what you start and trying your best and You know, even if you lose, it's okay if you just did all you could do. And I mean, I hope I get to experience that with Dawson, but obviously it's whatever Dawson wants to do.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Kaylin, I wanted to ask you, you know, Jen and I have been talking about kids and starting a family. How do you, I've asked Dean about this. We talk about a Dean all the time with Dean settling down and having kids. How do you feel about your future with Dean? Do you see yourself having kids, a big family? I know Dean, because Dean is such a wild card. Who the hell? I know. It's like, I feel like he changes his mind every week.
I don't even know.
Exactly. So like, where do you see yourself heading with Dean?
Well, I loved what you said, Jade, because I, and Dean brings this up to me all the time, like, I don't know if I want to have kids. I always saw myself being a mom growing up. And then the older I got, I was like, oh, this is like a lot of work and a lot of pressure. But also, I just like, I can't see us not having kids. But Dean, he's always like, if you are so hot and cold about kids, doesn't that worry you? But I also know, like, I'm 27. I'm not quite ready to get pregnant. But I think we would have two kids, two to three. I'm also terrified of pregnancy. There's like a lot that I'm nervous about, but it's exciting as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard because it's something you've never done before, right? It's this whole new experience. And I feel like that's kind of scary in itself. Like, and I don't know, but I think it's sort of like whatever is meant to be will be for you. And I think there's beauty in couples who don't have kids. I think there's beauty in couples who do have kids. So I don't know. I think I'm excited for you either way. And I think you would be an amazing mother. So
thank you.
Yeah. I don't know you. I haven't met you, but I just feel like everything I've like heard about you and seen about you, you just have a very gentle presence. So
thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. How long did you guys wait to have kids? How long were you married?
So we were married a year.
Okay.
And decided to start trying. And we got pregnant on, I think, like the second month we started trying. So it was actually really fast. I don't think we expected to get pregnant so quickly. So by the time Emmy was born, we were married a little bit over a year and a half.
Oh, wow. Not to get too into details, but I just got off of birth control, not to try to have kids, just for like, my hormones were crazy. But was that a factor too?
Not with our first pregnancy. So, cause I've never really done birth control. So I think my body was like kind of balanced in that way, but I experienced what's called like secondary infertility a little bit. where I think my hormones after having Emmy were all over the place, and it became actually like more difficult for us to get pregnant with Brooks than we initially thought. So that was definitely like hormones do play a factor for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, you guys just the women are just powerhouses. The things that you guys have to think about and talk about and worry about. I mean, just like even something as simplistic as, and it's not simplistic, but like birth control, you know, that's something I've never had. I mean, unless obviously, you know, like, you know, you know have those Dina's moments ever- in your early day, you know, your 20s where you're like,
are you on birth control?
Yeah. Like, okay. So am I going to ask the question? Are you going to bring it up? But like, even like, because birth control really, as Caitlin, you even just said it not messes with your body. That's a bad way of describing it, because that's a way a man would describe it. But like, it just affects you. Like, it affects Ashley in different ways. I remember she was very nervous getting off birth control too, because apparently it helped her with her acne, maybe. Or no, maybe she had to get off. I don't know. There's so much that Ashley takes.
But yeah, it's just, it's a lot. But I don't know if Dean's talked about this on the podcast, but he really wants to get a vasectomy. And before we have kids, because he hasn't talked about this. Okay. So he wants to get a vasectomy because he doesn't think it's fair that a woman has to take birth control. So then when we're ready to have kids, he would unsnip himself and we would have children.
Well, that's very nice of him. But at the same time, like, is there any downside? Does it hurt the potential of having kids if you reverse it?
That's what I was like, we both need to research this more, but also I heard there's like, there could be pain that's involved if you get a vasectomy. And so I was like, I don't want you to be in pain just because I don't know. So, but him and Bob Guinea were talking about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, even after you heal, there could potentially be just everyday pain.
Oh God, that sounds terrible. Yeah. He should really rethink that. That area of the body is just... It's so weird how, like, I'll never forget the first time. I mean, just let's be, I'll never forget the first time I got kicked in the balls. And for a guy, it's crazy because you get kicked there and immediately my entire body started hurting. Like, I got such a stomach ache and then my whole body was hurting. It's just crazy how the body's connected. And that particular area of the body is just like really sensitive, obviously. Oh, it's a very awakening moment for a man. When that the first time you get like really injured in that area, you're like, oh my God, that was terrible.
Would you ever get a vasectomy or no?
Like sure.
Years down the road.
Yeah. I mean, I'd get it. This is funny enough. When we were at Jay and Tanner's, I was talking to Tanner about that. And yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, I guess I'd get a vasectomy. I mean, again, I don't know too much about it besides, you know, it's a little snip snip. I was under the impression that they either like, no, they have to numb it, obviously, right? I don't know. Or like put you under.
I thought you went under, but I don't know.
I have no idea. So I'd have to research the procedure exactly to know, okay, like doc, I'm already getting nervous. I'm hitting the mic. Like what goes on here? What goes on this procedure? But the problem is it is such a double standard because we're talking about us getting like a vasectomy, like, you know, which is... I'm sure traumatizing, but at the same time, you guys have to go through just to have one kid, what you guys have to go through, not only because like with Ashley, like she was tracking her cycle. She knew what days were the best or like what she needed to do, how long it needed to take for her to get off birth control or this medication or that medication. So like, and these are things that like, she like spirulacatone, I remember I heard a lot about, which was like for her acne and she couldn't take. And like, but it all like, but that was just one thing that she couldn't take while trying to get pregnant. And then she couldn't take it during her entire pregnancy. And then while she was pregnant, like not only dealing with this life growing inside of you guys, literally kicking you from the inside, which is insane to think about, but it's just like, you're throwing up, you're sick, you're gaining weight, you're moody, rightfully so. And it's like, damn, you got, and like, I'm talking about like this one time I might have to get like a little procedure done just to, you know, and I'm going to complain about that. Such a man thing. Anyway.
But it's like the most like, you know, men are, I feel like are obsessed with their man parts though. So it's like your most like prized part of your body, right? I feel like, for a man. So it's like nerve wracking, right?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, well, I guess, do you think, yeah, I guess women just aren't, I'm sure you're, I don't feel you guys are attached to your boobs as much. I feel like those are, I don't know. Do you think you're more attached? Because yeah, that guy, that part of a body for a guy is very like, you know, you're very protective over it. Because all your life, it's like so much, there's so much discussion around it, especially when it pertains to sex or anything like, oh, is it big enough or da, 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 da. And it's just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, listen, my guy's good. I like my guy. He's my number one player. He's the first guy off the bench. You know, he's, I like him. All right. And so, yeah, I guess it's different because girls don't, you guys aren't that protective.
I mean, I think it's just because like for women, it's just like, again, it's worth it to you in the way when you have a baby, because then it's like, my body went through all this for you. And so it, you kind of like attach it to that, but it's still like, yeah, I mean, it changes our whole bodies. So our body never truly goes back to being the same. So I think there's some hard parts of coping with that, you know?
Believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, your vagina is torn up to bits or, or you're cut open. So it's like, there's a lot that goes on with our bodies too, but I don't know if I'm like, I don't think I like emotionally like mourned my vagina.
Yeah. You know, I mean, fair. I would emotionally mourn my penis if something, yeah, it would be a rough go. Plus, for a while.
It's just your little guys though. Your balls. It's like, not when you get a vasectomy, at least that's the only, they don't touch your.
Yeah. I mean, I hope you don't call Tanner's little guys, 'cause I'm sure he's not going to like that too much, but, yeah, I think our time is running out. We should really just leave off on that, I guess, on that. Jade, so actually I wanted, because I was going to say Jade Roper Tolbert. Is that, do you go by Roper Tolbert?
Yeah, I go by Jade Roper. I go by Jade Roper Tolbert. I go by Jade Tolbert. I'm like, I don't know. They all just flow together, whatever, to me. Like, legally, I'm still Jade Roper, but it all is the same.
Because we were talking about Trista. When we had Trista on the podcast, it was like, oh, Trista Sutter. And then I was like, Trista, what is your maiden name? It was weird to think about for her, because she's like, yeah, it was Trista Ryan, I think it is. But she was saying how, like, yeah, she was that person for 30 years. In the past 20 years, she's been Trista Sutter. And it's like, yeah, that is weird. But I guess it's because Ashley hyphenates. So it's like, she'll always kind of have like the Ike and Eddie name in there. And if you do the same, then you always have Roper in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Some people are like, does it bother you that your kids have Tolbert and your last name is legally still Roper? Like, it's not the same on like medical papers or, you know, passports and stuff. And I was like, I don't know. Is it supposed to bother me? Like, my kids are my kids. I am a Roper. So, and I know like I'm married and we have a union and my children have my husband's last name. But to me, it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
The reason
it got brought up is because I was talking, a quick story, because I told it on the last podcast, but I went to dinner with my brother-in-law and my sister, and their niece was there. And I was like, oh, she's such a Haben. Ha, 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 ha. And my brother-in-law was like, bro, she's a Leary. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. That's right. She's not a Haben. That's the weirdest shit ever. So that was like when I was like, oh, wow, I wonder if it's weird for, you know, Ashley to be like, Ashley, are you... I guess you're still an Ike and Eddie, but like you're actually a Haben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just, I don't know. It's all the same to me. Are you taking Dean's? Oh no, you guys are doing a different name together, right, Kaylin?
Yeah. Yeah. His mom's maiden name is Belle. So we're going to take that.
I love
and
that.
And both change your last names. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm excited. And our friends, actually, they just got married and my friend did not want to change her last name. And she wants to have like 5 kids. She wants to alternate who takes each last name. So like start with the husband and then the next one would take her last name and just keep alternating.
Really?
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Different. Yeah, it is different.
I don't know how it'll work, but.
I think it's like, I mean, I do think it's still traditional that people take the husband's last name more commonly with, like, I don't know. I think it is more traditional, but I feel like more people just aren't carrying it as, I don't know, maybe that's just me. Maybe I just like,
no, you're right. I think it's not as much of a discussion anymore. Yeah. I don't know why, Caitlin, you, when you brought that up, it reminded me of like the difference between a, like a Kardashian and Jenner, even though that's two different dads. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. I feel like they're the same, but not.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jade, you're fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. Help, we suck at being newlyweds. So crazy to know that's the title now. You're awesome. So, Jade, obviously everybody should be following you on Instagram because you're wonderful. Where you give a lot of mom advice, but I know you used to have a podcast and I didn't know if that was on hiatus and if that's coming back, with Carly. What is the status on that?
We are not doing the podcast as of right now. I don't know. We were going to take a summer off and then it kind of just turned into a longer extended break. So I don't know. I feel like Carly's kind of in a different place in her life. Mm-hmm. Like our podcast was such a podcast about babies and newborns and being like a mom of young kids. And so I think it's kind of like how you rebranded your podcast because you're in a different stage of life now. And so I don't know. I enjoy podcasting and talking and to others and connecting with others, but I don't know what's happening with it. So,
well, I hope you guys do it because I think, or that you do something, because I think, Jade, you are someone in the, like, mommy world. So weird. I don't mean it like that. But you're just someone who I think a lot of people look up to and inspire to be a mom like you. So I think that a lot of people would love to hear your opinion on things. That's all.
Yeah, you have a lot of great advice.
Thank you. I think it's definitely my passion. I like talking about being a mom and, you know, everyone has a different life and a different perspective and different, you know, backgrounds of where they came from and how they raised their children. But I just love connecting and peeling back some of those layers and just showing like the realness and the rawness of what it is to be a mom in society nowadays.
So, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, Jade, thank you so much. You're amazing. Once again, please come back on soon.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. And I'd love to come back and chat about anything. So I'm always here.
Thanks, Jade.
Amazing. Thank you.
Right. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Jade. Jade is the best. She's like one of the best humans ever. Not going to lie.
She's wonderful. That's my first time ever talking to her. She's just like a breath of fresh air. So kind. So knowledgeable about mom life.
Yeah. And she's great. It is weird to think about. Ashley and I have been very lucky to be a part of the Bachelor franchise for quite some time. And it... You know, I remember at our wedding, it almost felt like sometimes we live two lives where we have like this Bachelor world extravaganza and then we have our life in Rhode Island. And I'm sure, Caitlin, you can attest to that as well, where like you go to this, like you have your life with Dean in Vegas and it's very like, you know, you go to your grandparents and it's just life. And then you get to go on these incredible Super Bowl trips and like have these awesome opportunities where you get to meet people and like go to these VIP things and you're like, this is wacky. And I remember at our wedding, like for the first time, it really felt like where we had so many of our friends from Bachelor, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. And then with my family in Rhode Island and like those two worlds colliding under one roof was really cool. And so like, it's interesting to me because I obviously have known you and Dean for so long. And I'm like, I've known Jade and Tanner for so long. You guys are both in the Bachelor world. And it's just like, oh, yeah, you guys have never met. That's insane. Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. But also,
but I feel like I know her. Like, I watched her season. I watched her on Paradise. And yeah,
and I bet she feels
wonderful.
Like she knows you.
Yeah. I love the little community. It's sweet.
It is sweet. I know. It's a weird. People, I'm sure, ask you all the time, too, about, like, is it weird, you know, being a part of like such an incestuous little group. But I never find it weird. I love it so much. It really is kind of like a family.
Yeah. And you just kind of forget about like, honestly, where you came from and the show you came from and the past. And then it's like you're the person you're with now.
Yeah.
Amongst friends.
Would you ever think of Dean and Rachel Lindsay weirdly?
No, that's so crazy.
That's the craziest ever.
Yeah. No. And then he had many other girlfriends, but no, just think about him and me.
That's exactly. Fun. Well, that's, trust me, it's the same thing with Ash. Ash dated people on TV and so did I. So,
yeah.
But like, you just get over it. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of help. I almost said help. We suck at being newlyweds.
Yeah. Still, it's going to take some time.
Nah, we'll get it. And once, whenever Dean comes back, so Dean's still in Antarctica. We haven't talked about Dean's location at all. Dean is still in Antarctica, correct?
Yes. He can only text me once a day, so I don't really know what he's up to or what he's doing.
Hopefully he's safe.
Hopefully.
But yeah, but you want to take us out?
Yeah. Make sure you tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Yeah. Amazing. Great job.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.